you know, and experience life on the edge every once in a while, but putting your foot into it, it's a great car. And here's the thing about Landau and what sets them apart from other Chevy dealerships. The goal of most dealerships is to sell you a car. Car meaning truck, SUV. We'll call them all cars. That's their goal. That's not the goal at Landau. Their goal is to make you a Johnny Landau customer for life and everybody in your family. It's not just about one car. It's about a level of service and a competitive enough price and a good enough price that you will come back next time, whether the next time is next year or 2 years or 5 years or 7 years. They want it to be an experience that's so good you will tell your family, your friends, and you will certainly want to repeat it yourself. That's the goal of Johnny Landau Chevrolet. Yes, I have in front of me a list of prices and, you know, 2014 Chevy Cruises, $149 a month. These are lease deals, by the way. A 14 Malibu, $189 a month. Impala, $249. Equinox, $189. Traverse, $249. Silverado, $249. That's all well and good. These are 36-month leases, by the way, 12,000 miles a year, 3,000 down cash or trade. But the real reason is the service, the level of service. You can tell when they're doing business with you, they want you to come back. They want your business again. They want it forever. Johnny Landau Chevrolet, where it's not just about selling you one vehicle, it's about giving you a level of service you can't wait to tell other people about. Washington Elizabeth exit off 270, Johnny Landau Chevrolet or Landau.com.
This is the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris filling in for Frank all week long. While he and Dan and Ian are in Mexico. You know, I know that they're hoping while they're there that we're having freezing cold weather here. So, of course, I, in return, am hoping it rains every day down there.
Fair is fair, Paul. Fair is fair.
That's right. Johnny Lomax is running the board for Ian. Frank Ladd is answering the phone for Dan. And that music means it's time for Jose Hernandez and Tech Talk. And our phone lines are open at 314-969-KTRS. Toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. Cell phones star KTRS. Jose is brought to you by the 7 locally owned and operated Orrick Home Centers. You can find out more about what they offer by going to the website, OREC.com. Hi, Jose. How are you?
I'm good, Paul. How are you?
Well, I can't hear you. So Johnny has to remember how to operate the entire board.
Check one. Check
there
one.
There we go. You're the tech guy. I mean, the first thing we did with you, blew it.
Well, no, it's okay.
You and I have been talking for a long time about the ability to pay for things with our phones.
Yes.
Google Wallet tried it. Apple mm-hmm. tried it with their passbook. And there really hasn't been a great way devised yet on the mass market for us to do it.
There's no standard for how it's going to happen.
Have you heard about a new app called Cover?
I have not.
This is only in some big cities right now. It is a dining app. And the restaurant signs up with the app first, mm-hmm. and then they offer it to their customers, and you download the app to your phone. And at the end, instead of even asking for a check, you go on there and you pay through your credit card that's already been put into the app.
Right.
You pay for your meal. Not only can you do that, but you can split the check multiple ways with other people at the table who also have this app, and it can adjust the percentage that you want to leave for a tip, etc.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
But not anywhere in the St. Louis area yet, but something that may get here eventually.
I do know that the city is looking at being able to use parking meters from your cell phone.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, even if you are not near it, you're in a meeting somewhere on the top of a building and your meeting's running long, you're able to dial in to basically that meter and up the amount of time you have left to the maximum on the meter.
I've seen this in a couple of other markets. When my wife and I went to Memphis last fall, they have it there where you pull up, and I know they have it in Washington, D.C. also, mm-hmm. because I was in both of those cities last fall. You as you drive along, the street signs, you know, the no parking signs and et cetera, say, you know, download this app, and then here's the like 4 or 5 digit code for this block, and you put it in, and as soon as you park, you push start or something, and your timer begins.
Right. And I also know that Microsoft, about 7 years ago, had demoed a touchscreen table, Mm-hmm. And the demo was for a restaurant where the menu popped up in front of you,
mm-hmm.
and you selected your items, and when you went to check out, you placed your credit card on the table, and it read the RFID tag in your card, and then you slid to it the things that you were going to pay for out of your party. Now, unfortunately, the table cost so much that nobody ever bought it,
yeah.
but the technology is heading that direction where it's all going to come from your wallet.
Right, but we don't need an entire table to do that.
No.
If we can just download the app to our phone and do that.
Right.
Here's the thing that I'd be wondering about, though. If I use that app, mm-hmm. how can I be 100% sure that the payment went through? I mean, I don't want to be one of those guys who skips out on dinner. But, you know, the waiter or waitress is never going to come back to you because they know you tell them ahead of time, by the way, we have this app. Oh, okay, well, I'll take your order, and they bring you your food, and maybe they come and check up on you, but then they never bring you an actual check.
Well, I'm sure that the restaurant is going to make sure, like the banking industry did with ATMs, to make sure that when you say, give me five $20 bills, that five $20 bills come out,
mm-hmm.
not six. Not four.
Mm-hmm.
I would presume the restaurants will have a way of saying an app on their side that says, yes, you've ordered and yes, you've left, pay. No different than when you give your credit card to the to a hotel.
Yeah.
And you leave, whether you tell them about any incidentals you have or not, it gets added to your card even though you've left there.
Yeah, that's right. You know who's probably going to make hay with this? Companies like the bread company.
Mm-hmm.
Which now has a thing where you can order online, and then you put your credit card information again. You just go down there, and your food's waiting for you on a shelf, alphabetically by name,
yep.
and you just pick it up and you go home. I think they'll turn that into an app instead of having to go through their website. Same kind of deal.
The one suggestion I have for folks who are going to use apps like this is get a credit card that has a very low limit, and that's all you do with it is whatever app it is, whatever you're purchasing. For instance, when I shop online, I carry a credit card for me, and I carry one for online. The online one only shops at online and only stores I know.
Why do you carry it with you, then?
I don't carry that one with me. I carry the other. I carry a normal one with me.
Uh-huh.
So that if I ever get hacked from, like, say, Target,
yeah.
the most I have to lose is the credit limit of the card.
No, you don't even have to worry about that. I think your loss max is like $50.
But it won't affect the rest of my cards. They won't be able to turn off or regulate any of my other cards. Because sometimes with Target, there was 40 million people who got their credit limits adjusted to $100 a day because the credit card companies didn't want to risk losing that much money.
And then sometimes in situations like this, I don't know if it happened with Target, but I've had this happen with my bank when we had that thing with Schnucks last mm-hmm. year.
Yes.
Then they have to send you a new card. Okay, you can't use that one, or it's only $100 a day, and we're going to send you a new one. And if you're like me, you use your card to pay for all sorts of stuff automatically, like
right.
MSD and Missouri American Water and all that sort of stuff, then you got to remember, who do I have automatically charging to that card? I got to contact them, change the number, et cetera.
Right. October 2015, you'll be getting new credit cards.
What do you mean?
They're coming with European chips in them. You will no longer scan and sign. It'll now be you'll insert your card like an ATM and enter a PIN number.
Now, explain, you and I have talked about this as well, but I don't think we've talked about it on the show. Explain to the audience what that means.
What it means is when the chip comes in your card, it'll have your account information on it.
We're all going to get new cards that have a chip built into them.
That's correct. And part of the security effort is that when you pay, you'll have to enter a PIN number every time. You won't be just able to enter your card number and sign for anything.
Mm-hmm.
So online banking will get more or online purchasing will get more interesting on how they're going to work the three-digit code on the back of your card now
mm-hmm.
versus will they generate a random one for you every time you shop. I'm not sure how that's going to work out. The other nice thing is it will then move toward what we're talking about, which is RFID billing. I wave my wallet near the McDonald's pass thing, and it pays for it.
Yeah.
Or I have a Google wallet that actually will now give you a credit card. You can take your Google credit card, which is tied to your credit card, and your phone.
But that defeats the purpose if I still have to have a credit card.
I agree.
Why would I have to get the Google credit card if I already have the MasterCard or the Visa?
Why do new newspapers still have print? I don't know. I don't. Print is dead.
Yeah. All right. You got any news before we take some phone calls? Because people have questions for you.
Three out of the category of more money than sense.
Yeah.
There's already someone online for the unannounced iPhone 6, which will be here in about 7 months.
What do you mean there's somebody online?
There's somebody sitting in front of a store, Apple store,
all right, that person
in line for an iPhone 6.
Well, that person can obviously be killed. See, this is part of my thin the herd rule.
I like that.
If you are so much of a loser that you're already in line outside of a store doing that, and you're still going to be there day after day after day, you obviously are not contributing anything to society. We can kill you.
But at least we know where you are.
Well, why do we need to know where
he
is?
Well, no, but you're not out doing things bad to society if we know where you're seated.
Well, I really don't think it was a choice of should I be evil or should I wait for a phone?
Perhaps. 2011, Nike released the Marty McFly Air Mag shoes.
Mm-hmm.
They did not have the power laces in 2011. The self-lacing sneakers.
Yes.
They're going to come out next year. Nike is going to release self-lacing Air Mag Marty McFly Nike shoes.
Well, there's going to have to be a button on them or something, right?
I haven't seen any design specifications.
Are you telling me they're going to make it, you slip your foot in and it goes...
Yeah, and I think that's what they're heading
towards. It holds you in there?
I know Nike filed a patent for this.
Wow.
And then the third one in this category
when
is...
When do we get the self-drying coat?
Don't know.
Self-zipping zipper.
I'm just going to be impressed if they come up with shoes that actually lace themselves.
Yeah.
That'll be impressive.
Yep.
And then the third one is a Dutch company has made a self-driving aquarium.
What?
It's a robotic car with an aquarium on top and a camera, and it measures which way your fish is swimming.
Yeah.
And interprets those movements, and it drives the aquarium around for him.
Why?
Because apparently you've got more money than sense.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Patty, you're on the Big 550 KTRS. Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Good.
Thank you, Paul, for taking my call. Jose, you're one of the bright spots in the AM and the PM crowd, and I enjoy listening to you.
You're so kind, buddy.
Thank you. I just bought an HP Pavilion, probably a bottom of the line with Windows 8.
Yes.
And this thing is so slow, I think I'm going to just throw it out the window and go back to Windows 7.
Okay.
Can you speak to how to speed it up? I've taken all the unnecessary apps off of it. I've had people look at it. It's really just a piece of crap.
And this is just on startup or just when you're using it?
All the time.
All the time. Unfortunately, there's ways to increase how quickly it starts up, but if you've searched it for viruses and malware and stuff and taken out all the bloatware, there's not much more that can be done with it. And if you try and run 7 on it, I don't know that 7's going to run any faster on it.
It's not that 8 is a much bigger piece of software system?
8 was optimized to actually be quicker.
Well, actually, it's 8.1. So, I mean, it's fat, you know, it's the latest and greatest.
Right.
But I am not sold on this touchscreen. I waste more time waiting for this thing to get where it needs to go than my iPad.
Yeah, iPads are definitely quicker because they're solid state. There's no moving parts in them. How long have you had it?
Less than probably a couple months.
Couple months? I don't know what the warranty is on where you purchased it, but you might want to consider actually taking it back and see if you can get. I know that they don't sell laptops or desktops with Windows 7 anymore, but they do occasionally have some you can downgrade. That come with 8 and downgrade them?
Windows 7. At the store at the Promenade has Windows 7 on some. You can buy a Windows 7 machine.
Right, but they're not as prevalent as the Windows 8 ones.
And do you think what about the touchscreen technology?
Touchscreen is also part of it, and the fact that it has to interpret what you're doing. Is it a tablet or is it an actual laptop?
No, it's a tablet laptop thing.
Yeah. Does it have a keyboard?
I'm going to be honest with you. It's like the bottom of the line because, you know, I was too cheap to spend any money on it.
I understand.
But I'm glad I didn't because it's such a piece of crap.
Well, perhaps if you'd spent another dollar or two, it might have been a little faster.
Yeah.
It might have been a little faster.
Yeah. Maybe bottom of the line, you got what you paid for.
Well, I'm going to give you that. And I'm willing just so... So let's just say if I decide to try and take it back and mm-hmm. upgrade it,
yes.
How do I erase everything on it?
Ah.
Did it come with operating system CDs or DVDs or is there...
No, it doesn't even have a CD player. You have to buy that as extra.
Sounds to me like it's a tablet.
Yeah, it sounds very tablet-esque. There should be a way to reload the operating system. What I recommend is head out to Google when it finally loads for you and you can type into it.
Okay.
Type
and where
in,
would I what would I look for?
I would start with the model name and say HP Pavilion Restore. By the same token, you could search that same model and see if other people are having the problem and what they might do to speed it up.
I've done that already.
Okay.
I did that as well. Okay.
I'm sorry.
So if I restore it, then basically it's going to erase everything that's on it?
If you restore it, it puts it back to factory condition like it came out of the factory when you first got it.
Does that mean all of the data that you put on there will be erased or just the programs?
Data, programs, everything. It acts as if it came out of the factory brand new.
Okay.
And then try to convince the store to restore your money.
Yes.
Yeah, that's probably going to be. I think it was only a 2-week window type of situation. But at least if I do that, I can maybe sell it to somebody.
Yeah, sure. There you go.
Or give it to my mom or something like that. Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Patty.
Bye-bye.
I love that. Boy, this is a piece of crap. I'll give it to my mom.
Yeah, it sounds like she doesn't like her mom.
Well, if only we had that restore function in real life. How many times have you said, oh, I wish I hadn't done that? Where is it going to restore to an earlier system point? Mike, you're on the Big 550 KTRS. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Paul. Hi, Jose. Glad you guys are spending extra time on this today since the rest of the crew went to wherever they went.
Yeah.
Jose, the RFIDs you're talking about where you'll just wave your wallet in front of, like at McDonald's,
yes,
as your example. How does it know which credit card in your wallet to charge that to?
Yeah, excellent question.
I don't know how they separate them out. I don't know how they're going to separate them with multiple credit cards with your regular chips.
I will tell you this, Mike. What I'm looking forward to is not being have to take out my wallet, but to do it all with my phone so that my phone would have that information in it and that without even having to take it out of my pocket, I would have authorized that purchase ahead of time. And once I get to the cash register, it knows that information and brings it up. And I just click yes, and there it goes.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, if you could pre-designate a card when you get there, that'd be fantastic. I was just wondering, because I have more than I would care to in my wallet, but there's at least two or three in there at any one time.
Yeah, that's a very good question if they all have those chips in them.
Credit card roulette. You don't know where it's going to come out.
McDonald's, fine. At Tony's, no thank you.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling. You know, some people might have a company credit card. They might have a personal credit card.
Right.
They might have, you know, whatever else. This has this spending limit on it. This is the one that you spend on stuff that you don't want the wife to know about, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Even when you get to the phone, though, you're still going to have to identify a primary card.
But you can do that ahead of time, right?
I would hope so.
Yeah.
But suppose, you know, what happens if your phone is declined? Excuse me, sir. We've run it 3 times. Your phone has been declined.
We're now going to have to cut your phone in half.
That's right.
No! Are they going to wrap your phone in a receipt and try to swipe it again? You know,
like, rub it on her pant leg. Yeah. Put it in a plastic bag.
314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. On your cell phone, it's star KTRS. And here's Jason on the Big 550. Hi, Jason.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I appreciate it.
Yep.
I had a quick question. It's virus protection. I understand there's some free download, some way to download free virus protection.
Certainly.
Currently, I just have what came with the computer, which is Windows Defender, I guess.
Yes.
And it's got 8 is the operating system.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any recommendations for that? And if so, how do I have to drop what I have now?
Windows Defender, no. The recommendations are actually listed on the website. We just put a new tab up. If you'll go to KTRS.com, go to shows, go to the large morning show in the afternoon, Frank Opinion, page down a little bit, there should be a tab that says Tech Talk. That tab has all the recommendations and hot links. If you'll just click whichever one you think you like, it'll take you to the website to download it for free.
Now, let me ask you a question that kind of goes with what Jason is asking here, which is, what if you already have some sort of antivirus that came with your computer? Or I know sometimes, like when I download the new version of Adobe Acrobat, which is the PDF reader that they have, it automatically installs with, is it McAfee? McAfee Security Scan Plus, or whatever they call it. That automatically goes in there. I don't want that in there because I already have other stuff, but some people might have gotten that on there and now they want to put on something they download from your page. Do they have to first go through and remove the old one?
Most of the stuff, no. For instance, the Adobe one, there is a checkbox in the process of hitting next.
Yeah.
You can uncheck, and it will not install it.
Yeah. I learned that after the third time.
Yeah. Malware Bytes is one of the ones we normally recommend. It is in addition to, not instead of, an antivirus, because it looks for a very few similar but a lot of different things that antiviruses don't. SpyBot Search and Destroy is another one that looks for things that antivirus don't normally look for.
But what if you're just downloading one of the antivirus programs?
If you're picking an antivirus and you want to change to another one, you usually have to unload the first one and install the second one. What's going to happen for Jason probably is the antivirus, Windows Defender won't expire, but if he's got like a Symantec or something else on there, a Norton, likely it's a trial version that will expire in 90 days or 120 days, and then they're going to want to start getting money from you.
And that's when you should go to free one?
Right, that's when you go to the free one. Uninstall the Norton one and install the free one.
Does that explain everything, Jason?
It does. It's a great place to start, and I just got to figure out how to make my computer get where I want it to be. That's great. Thanks for answering the questions and taking my call.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling. Here's Kevin on the Big 550. Hello.
Hi, Paul. Hi, Jose.
Hi.
Hey, I've got a question about a browser, and I don't know if it's just Google, the Chrome browser, or Internet Explorer, but when you're on web pages, there will be a number of different words that are hot linked, and as you're going through the article, it just, you hover over this button and it pulls up some kind of ad. Or
yes.
I don't know how to explain it, but you just...
No, I know. It's an ad based on a word. The words are a different color, and as you're trying to read it, you just cross it. You don't even have to hover over it. You just get your cursor near it. It pops up a little, inch by 2-inch window with a video in it. Yeah.
Is that browser based, or is it a setting on a browser? Or
I think it's mostly involved with Internet Explorer.
Because I use Chrome a lot.
Do you?
Yeah, you just get close to it. All of a sudden, you got a pop-up.
That's normally page-based, the advertising, because the site's trying to get money, and because they're not charging you to go look at whatever information or data you're looking at, it's a way for them to recover it. And it's normally words like in an article, it'll say, and computers, and when you hover over it, suddenly it's an HP ad.
Yeah, can't get away from it, huh?
Yeah. I've had the same problem. And by the way, I will say this, since you're a Chrome user, I will tell you this. If you have it set to automatically update Chrome, they did an update to Chrome earlier today that screwed up a bunch of my settings, and I had to go back in and fix it to the way I wanted it. Because one of the nice things about that particular browser is you can customize it.
Yes.
So that you have exactly what you want on the screen, and you can get rid of the junk that is not there on the screen. And that was one of the things that I was worried about, and I don't think it's a continuing problem anymore in this new version. So it's possible that when you get home today, Kevin, that will not be in there, but you'll have to reset other stuff that's in there, and this is for everybody who uses Chrome.
Yeah, the backside of that is that much flexibility can mean you can screw it up 10 times faster than you could in the other browser.
Yeah, but if you go into Chrome settings, there's always reset browser settings.
Default, that's right. Reset to default,
this
please.
Is something that Jose taught me years ago. When in doubt, start again.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, Kevin, thanks for calling.
Good luck.
Let's go to Paul. You're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hi. First, I've got allergies, and I can tell you that the Oreck air cleaner is wonderful.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Really good item.
Our sponsor appreciates that.
I've got an LG Optimus G cell phone, smartphone, and I have AVG on it.
Mm-hmm.
I've got WebRoot, and another one I can't remember, the antivirus.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a benefit to having more than one?
I don't know that all of them look for all the same viruses at the same time. I know that their virus definitions update at different times of the day. So something that, like with Paul's Chrome, something that may have come out last night as a virus may not be updated till this morning in one, and to this evening or tomorrow for another virus definition.
Yeah.
Malwarebytes also makes a cell phone app.
Well, I do. That's the other one. That's the other one I have.
Good. No, I think you're okay with those three.
I've never had any problems with it.
Good.
But it's, my thought is to get more than one is to have two heads are better than one.
Yes and no. If they're looking for primarily 90 or 95% of the same stuff, you don't need another one. But like I said, Malwarebytes looks for something completely different than what the AVG looks for.
Okay.
And WebRoot looks for other things that those two don't.
Right. That's what I'm thinking, too.
I mean, ultimately, you could download every one of them and be protected. No, I don't know if your phone would work.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Every antivirus or every malware virus.
Yeah, you try to make a phone call. All right, we'll connect you in 5 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
Please stand by. We're scanning the number.
All right, Paul, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
I just want to go back to one thing we were talking about with the previous caller saying, you know, hovering over that and the thing pops up.
Mm-hmm.
And there are plenty of websites now where when you first get to that website, if you just move your mouse
mm-hmm.
and it goes over any picture in any ad, that ad now expands
right.
and some video starts playing. It is, I don't know anybody who doesn't think that's annoying. But they must have people who are clicking on those things and buying some of those products. Or they would knock it off, right?
Correct. It has to be valuable. It has to make them some kind of money for it.
Well, I think that the websites may be getting some money from the advertisers for it, but I wonder if there's proof that it actually is working for the advertisers themselves. You know, when Frank does commercials on this show,
yes.
we know how effective it is because the listeners of this show go to those advertisers right. and buy those products.
Correct.
But when I hover over anything accidentally on a website and that comes up, I'm so annoyed with that advertiser, I'm never going to buy anything from them.
Right. Well, it's the same thing with YouTube. Do you ever buy anything from any of the YouTube ads that pop up before the video you want to watch?
No.
But YouTube continues to sell them, and somebody has to buy them. YouTube just doesn't pick General Motors.
Oh, I know.
Say, I'm going to have an ad for General Motors today.
And it obviously must be effective because those advertisers and their agencies have found that it does work to a certain extent.
It doesn't cost a lot of money.
But that's part of the problem with monetizing things on the web, and it's one of the reasons why content providers of all kinds, audio, visual, and print,
mm-hmm.
are having trouble going from the old business model to the new business model. You talk about why do newspapers still print?
Yes.
Well, it's because they know that those advertisers actually get into people's houses and people look at them and might respond and go to those places.
Correct.
Whereas the ads, for instance, on STLtoday.com, I'm guessing they are not nearly as effective.
They count it differently than a newspaper ad would be. They're looking through click-through.
Yeah.
Did you click on it?
Yeah.
How long did you observe it? How long did you hover over it?
But unless you actually buy the product, then that advertising didn't work.
No. Well, yeah, it's true. I don't know how you would, somebody told me one time that the advertising money only works half of the time. The question is, which half?
I have time for one more call, and Mike, you get that opportunity. Hello.
Hey, Jose, how you doing today?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
I'm frustrated. This is my first smartphone that I've had. I've got a Galaxy S3.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to figure out a way that I could access my files at home on my laptop without, physically going there.
Mm-hmm. Dropbox.
Dropbox, huh?
Yep. It is a virtual storage drawer in the cloud, and basically when you want to have things available in it, you would save them to Dropbox on your laptop at home. They go into the cloud, and they're available for any other Dropbox app you have on your laptop, on your cell phone. You can log into it from other PCs.
Yeah, may I just mention there are a couple of other services.
Sure. Oh,
Microsoft has one called SkyDrive,
mm-hmm.
and Google has one simply called Drive. Which on your laptop, you can install it as an app on your laptop, and it automatically syncs everything on your laptop to the cloud,
right.
and you can have your phone or your tablet, your Galaxy S3, can be synced the same way, and so now everything works kind of in the background through the cloud without you having to do anything actively. And I know Apple does the same thing with
right.
iCloud for
iCloud,
their products, right?
iCloud for Apple. And you don't have to have an Apple to have an iCloud.
Okay.
As long as you use a Safari browser.
I'll look into that and see if I can have my 14-year-old help me out with that.
You may have to go to your 9-year-old. I don't know if the 14 will know.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Jose. Have a good one.
Thanks. All right, Mike, thanks for calling. And Jose, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Tech Talk. For more information, where do we send people?
Send an email to techquestions@ktrs.com. TechQuestions, questions@ktrs.com.
Tech Talk brought to you by ORIC, 7 locally owned and operated ORIC home centers in the St. Louis area and online at ORECK.com.
Meet me.
Now let's go to the roads. Here's Tim.
Definitely not much happening on the highways. It's been a light day. We still have that heavy traffic because the right lane is down, coming on westbound 44 between the Museo Veterans Bridge and the depressed section. After that, everything looks pretty well. They cleared that accident that was on eastbound 44 near Elm. Looks like we're still a little bit busy around Lindbergh and 170 on eastbound 270. Southbound 270 looks good. Westbound 40, no delays there. And this traffic report brought to you by Hammermill Paper. You've invested so much in your work. Don't you want it to be on the best paper? Try Hammermill Color Copy Digital and get noticed. Hammermill Color Copy Digital makes you look better. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Feel the warm sand beneath your toes on Oahu. Smell the flowers and see the brilliant colors of Kauai. Picture yourself strolling the black sand beaches on the Big Island, overlooking the majestic but gentle volcanoes on Maui. If you have ever dreamed of visiting Hawaii, this is the trip to take with YMT Vacations, offering monthly departures to paradise. Experience departures to paradise. No other place on earth. Let YMT personally escort you to Hawaii on the 13-day four-island tour. Prices start at only $1,748, which includes taxes, inter-island airfare, beautiful hotels, and escorted sightseeing on every island. Explore Pearl Harbor, the Wailua River, Fern Grotto, and so much more. Call YMT Vacations today at 1-888-817-8360. Low-cost airfare is available, too. That's 1-888-817-8360.
UNO incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from LLC.com. 1-800-400-5017.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. LLC.com is a service company whose only mission is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-400-5017. 1-800-400-5017. That's 1-800-400-5017.
These days, going to the dentist can be practically painless.
Gee, that didn't hurt a bit.
Until they hand you the bill.
Ow!
Because if you don't have dental insurance, you could be spending a lot of money. Even just a simple cleaning can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. But now you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. Real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-700-0316. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. This is the pain-free way to get coverage for less than a dollar a day. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-700-0316. 1-800-700-0316.
The winter games may only last 2 weeks, but here at Rite Aid, the winter savings games last all month long. Come in now to get up to $50 in plus-up rewards. Thousands of products qualify, and you have all of February to shop your way towards more rewards with your Wellness Plus card. That's $50 in Rite Aid plus-up rewards just for buying some of your favorite products. Start shopping today. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only, February 2nd through March 1st. See RiteAid.com for details.
Stop into your local Chevy dealer to check out the 2014 Silverado, Cruze, Malibu, or Equinox, and take advantage of President's Day cash today.
Do you have opioid-induced constipation? MedX Healthcare Research is conducting a research study for people with constipation caused by a strong-pain medication such as an opiate or narcotic. All qualified participants in the study will receive the study medication, plus all study-related care and procedures at no cost. Compensation for participation may be available. If you have constipation caused by pain medication and are interested in learning more about this study, please call 866-713-5355. That number again is 866-713-5355 or visit us online at medxhelp.net.
American Eagle Credit Union is celebrating their 75th anniversary and the grand opening of their newest branch at Blue Springs Plaza at the corner of Greenmount Road and Frank Scott Parkway in Shiloh. To kick off the celebration, McGraw-Millhaven and Kelly Jackson will be broadcasting live at the Shiloh branch this Friday. And on Saturday, the celebration continues beginning at 9 a.m. Meet Cardinal Hall of Famer Lou Brock from 9:30 till 11:30. Join McGraw and Kelly this Friday and Lou Brock on Saturday at the American Eagle Credit Union in Shiloh. Membership eligibility and account
approval required. I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
Thanks.
Hi, it's Frank, taking a very rare day off. Just want to remind all of you that for 21 years, American Equity Mortgage has put thousands of people in homes, providing them the mortgages for those homes, and has saved thousands of other people lots of money by getting them out of bad debt and showing them what good debt was. Good debt is money you can borrow at a reasonable interest rate, not a ridiculous interest rate. Credit card debt, and that's what it is, debt. When you use your credit cards, you're borrowing money. You either pay it back right away at the end of every month or you make minimum payments. And when you make minimum payments, you're paying a tremendous amount of interest. And they'd love for you to keep doing that for the rest of your life. Don't do that. If you're a homeowner, you don't have to. You have equity in your home, and American Equity Mortgage will show you what a bill consolidation loan is all about. And you renters, rates are still low, still some good deals out there on some property, some houses. My goodness, stop renting and start getting a tax deduction and something that will appreciate. They can help you with that, too. Go to AmericanEquity.com or call 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
This is the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris filling in for Frank all week long. There are a couple of stories over the weekend that I haven't really had a chance to talk about yet, and just my two cents on a couple of things. One of them is the Jordan Davis murder trial. Jordan Davis was this 17-year-old kid who was in a car with three other kids, teenagers, at a convenience store in Jacksonville about a year and a half ago. And they're in the car, and they've got the music blasting. And this guy, Michael Dunn, drives up with his wife or girlfriend, I don't know which was. And he doesn't like the fact she goes inside to the convenience store, and he's sitting in the car, and he doesn't like the fact that the music and the red SUV next to him is so loud. And so he starts shouting at him to turn the music down. And they've got the windows up, but you can still hear it pumping out. And long story short, he does some pumping of his own, 10 shots into that car, after getting into an argument with Jordan Davis, who I guess was in the driver's seat of the car, I'm not sure, kills Jordan Davis and wounds three of the other kids in the car. And so the trial went on in Jacksonville, and the verdict came down on Saturday afternoon, and they had a hung jury on the murder one charge against him. They did convict him on the attempted murder charges for the other three people in the car. But this is one of those stories that just makes you shake your head. And anybody who thinks there isn't a racial component to a story like this hasn't been paying attention, because Michael Dunn is white and the kids in the car were black. And I want you to imagine, just for a moment, that it was the other way around, that there were four white teenagers sitting in a car and they're listening to Imagine Dragons or Eric Church or Pharrell Williams or Katy Perry or Beyonce or whatever. They're teenagers after all, and they've got the music cranked up in the car, and a black couple pulls up next to them, and the woman goes inside the convenience store, and the black man stays in the car and gets into an argument with them, and he pumps 10 shots into that car. How do you think that plays out? Do you think there's any chance he's not found guilty of killing the white kid who was in that car? And if you still don't think there's a racial component to it, then you didn't see some of the letters that Michael Dunn sent from prison that the state attorneys got their hands on, and what he wrote. I'm quoting him now. This is Michael Dunn, the white guy with the gun who fired those 10 shots. Quote, "The more I'm exposed to these people, the more prejudiced against them I become. This jail is full of blacks, and they all act like thugs." So this guy had that in him already. And obviously it was like these young black thugs with their loud music in the car next to me. And Michael Dunn is one of those people who obviously is incapable of just saying, I'm going to ignore it and go on with my life. Which is the recommended way that we really need more Americans to go through every day. I'm going to ignore this, even if it's annoying to me. I'm going to ignore it and go on with my life. And by the way, after pumping those shots into the car and the girlfriend or wife getting back in, they didn't call the cops. They drove back to the hotel and acted like nothing had happened. Again, imagine if this were reversed. What would have happened there? This was not a stand your ground case. This was not a matter of self-defense or anything. And the fact that he wasn't found guilty of murdering Jordan Davis, maybe the jury didn't see it as a premeditated crime, which is what you need for murder one. The prosecutor in Florida says they are definitely going to retry this thing, that they have to do it because Jordan Davis deserves to get justice. Michael Dunn, having been convicted on those three counts of attempted second-degree murder, facing at least 20 years on each count, his attorneys today said they're going to, upon appeal, once the sentence comes down, upon appeal, they're going to try to get those 20-year sentences to at least go concurrently. This guy's in his 40s now, so, you know, they want him to be able to get out when he's in his 60s. I don't think he should ever get out. He claimed he saw a gun and thought the boys were armed and dangerous. Cops never found a gun. What they found was a shot-up car and a dead kid. And a guy who apparently cared so little that he just drove away from the scene and never thought he did anything wrong. There is a major, major problem. And the other major problem, of course, was what came out of the Miami Dolphins locker room with Richie Incognito, the report that came out Friday from the NFL. I didn't have a chance to talk about it on Friday afternoon. But the stuff that was in here about what went on in that locker room, not just Incognito, but other offensive linemen, John Jerry and Mike Pouncey, and the offensive line coach, Jim Turner, the way they treated Jonathan Martin in there, and another player who's just identified as Player A, and their Asian-American assistant trainer, who they targeted with racial slurs and other racially derogatory language. These guys should never be allowed to play in the NFL again. And don't tell me that's part of the locker room culture. Because if it's truly part of the locker room culture, that culture needs to be changed. Somebody needs to say, you know what? Enough is enough. We are not going to have that in our locker room or any locker room in the National Football League. And if you think Michael Sam was brave last Sunday for announcing that he was gay, and this weekend at Mizzou, he got a standing ovation from the crowd in the midst of the Tigers-Tennessee game on Saturday afternoon, when the whole Tiger football team was honored for winning the Cotton Bowl, and there were people in the crowd, "We support Michael Sam, we are all homosexuals," Columbia, Missouri, the home of the Tigers. If you think that the environment in the NFL is going to be welcoming, then you must think there are no more Richie Incognitos in the league. There are plenty of them. And that sort of stuff has just got to stop. 4:56 of the Big 550. Bill Cleveland next. First, let's go to the roads. Here's Tim.
Tell you what, Paul, if you want to see somebody really ticked off about that Florida verdict, watch Nancy Grace tonight.
Yeah, you know, I could go off on it myself without watching Nancy Grace.
Oh, no, I know, but she just gets disgustingly violent about it.
Yeah, I know.
But I don't blame her. I mean, that kind of blew me away when that happened this week.
Horrible.
Yeah. All right. Well, the highways are running quite well. You're looking good on 270. They're just a little bit busy because the right lane is down on westbound 44 between the Museal Bridge and the depressed section. But that's about it. Everything's looking great going over the Poplar Street Bridge, North County. Just a little bit busy at Lindbergh and 170. And this traffic report brought to you by Hammermill Paper. You've invested so much in your work. Don't you want it to be on the best paper? Try Hammermill Color Copy Digital and get noticed. Hammermill Color Copy Digital makes you look better. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, hockey fans, this is Andy Strickland.
And former Blue Jamal Mayers.
Don't be the last to know the scoop. Tune in for Hockey Sense, live from O.B. Clarkson Brentwood.
Where I'll be giving fans the details of the game, breaking down trends around the league, what it takes to win on a nightly basis, along with breaking down the challenges of what is a marathon season, 82 games.
Who's being traded, who's hurt, who's hot, who's not. Find out here.
Hockey Sense, Tuesday night at 7 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Lori Heise from Heise Advisory Group. There have been a fair share of changes on Wall Street and in Washington. And if you're like most people and want to know how they affect you, call us at 314-909-1116. We know no one likes surprises, so we'll take the time to let you know how these changes could affect your retirement future and offer you the very best personalized attention possible. We believe it is our responsibility to thoroughly understand your goals and dreams, leveraging our knowledge and experience to help you realize them. So call us now at 314-909-1116. Our team will give you a complete review and take a strategic view of your retirement nest egg. We might not be able to change the world around us, but we can help you take control of your financial future. Call us today at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116. At Heise Advisory Group, you'll get a simple path toward financial security.
Ken Heise is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heise is a licensed insurance representative.
Live from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, Bill.
Well, that was very well done. Good afternoon. How are you, gentlemen?
Just fine.
Good. Well, hope everybody had a great President's Day holiday. Of course, the one day each year as Americans, we salute the founding fathers by buying discounted mattresses.
Right.
Yeah, there's some terrific President's Day sales there all over the country. In fact, in Chicago, you can buy an Alderman for 50% off. The President Putin of Russia watched as the USA hockey team defeated the Russians in a shootout. And today, this could just be a coincidence. The Russian goalie found floating in the river.
Oh, no.
And Meredith Vieira hosted NBC's Winter Olympics coverage, filled in for Bob Costa. She became the first host to ask a ski jumper if he'd like to phone a friend. And finally, this afternoon.
Hey, Bill, I got bad news for you.
We got to go.
Yeah, what?